But before that, I'd just like to say this, that it's been a wonderful season. Last night in church in Ridgewood, we were thanking God for all the kids that came our way this summer, and mentioning that the last group went home yesterday, and we prayed for them. God would bless them as they return to their places. And all those who have been with us this whole summer long, we believe that this is the Lord's camp. And we believe that the Lord sent these children to us. And we believe that he had a purpose in sending them. I know you all believe that. What do they call that? Preaching to the choir. But we pray for these kids that God will accomplish everything that he brought them here to do in their hearts, that he'll lead them to people that can nurture them and take them on in this way, encourage them in the ways of the Lord, so that they will learn to love him and live for him all their days. And we just are so thankful for all of them. And continue to pray for them, also that there'll be a blessing in their homes. Some of them come from homes that are not Christian homes. They're places of darkness, and now they have a little light that they're bringing into that home, the light of heaven in there, and may that light shine and dispel darkness. So we want to be continuing to pray for them. And in our adult section here too, we've been so thankful with the way the different ministers the Lord has sent to us and the way God spoke to us. And I'd just like to share this, that right at the beginning of the season, the Lord put Psalm 63 into my heart. And I was here the first Sunday, and I was ready to preach that. And I talked to Brother John Munsinger, and I said, you know, we're having communion service Sunday night. Would you like to say something? Say something to the staff. We're going to pray for them. And he said, you know what's in my heart so strongly? Psalm 63. Well, we had just recently read that in our reading. He wasn't thinking about the 63rd season. It was our church reading, and it had spoken to his heart. And I said to him, preach it Sunday morning. Because that was the first meeting, you know, the kickoff of the season. And he did. And someone told me, actually was our nurse for the first period, I never heard him speak to our hearts like he did that time. And, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee, earnestly will I seek thee. And the Lord put that into my heart for this season again, that we're seeking the Lord with all of our hearts. That was our text for 2008 at home too. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. And he preached that psalm to us, and it was such a blessing, and it's been in my heart all the way through. And I thank the Lord for the things I've heard every time I've been here this summer, and all the meetings that we've been in here in Watch Rock. God spoke to our hearts and called us, just called us to himself. And it's been a very special season for me. And I pray that, you know, this will just go over the top now at the end, because I want to seek the Lord better by his grace and with my whole heart in these days. And I know you do too. So now, with that word of thanksgiving behind us, I'm just so thankful for this season. And it's not over yet. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It's not over yet. What do they say? The best is yet to be. Let's believe for that. And now, who shall it be? Erica, Daniel, Matthew, Deborah, or Esther?
Let all the people praise
him. All right. That's in the camp book. 62. Okay. And in this version, we have the repeat at the end of the chorus. We'll save that for the third verse. All right? Let's stand as we sing.
Rejoice, for love has traveled.
Be seated. You know what forever means? It means that it never ends, right? But I don't know why it took me so long to figure this out, and maybe you'll say technically you're not right, but forever means now. And the reason that forever means now is that that if it's never going to end, it has to have started. So forever, I will yet praise thee more and more. So let's give ourselves to praising the Lord with all of our hearts. Now, the reason I mentioned that about the songs is I like you to be ready with your song in case I should just happen to say, Christopher, do you have a song? I do that at home to him, and he never fails. It's really good because he comes prepared. Maybe he knows it's going to happen. So you know that it's probably going to happen somewhere along the way. Maybe you have that one song that you really want to sing, and you don't want to sing a solo, and you're happy for the opportunity to sing it with others. So, praise the Lord. Let's remember that. Brother Graber, come.